How about timely and adequately investigating reports in the Gulf Coast country for Firestone? I noticed you testified before Congress that you had been misrepresented a lot of facts to you during the time that the Gulf Coast country's defects were being investigated.
I'd say at best it wasn't thorough, and at worst probably not an accurate representation. Okay. Would you like me to grade that?
Yes, sir, if you would.
Okay. I can't distinguish between these three, so in total, I would rate that as a failing grade.
Thank you. How about Bridgestone, Firestone, timely recalling the tires in the Gulf Coast countries in South America and in the USA?
Well, as far as I know, they never recalled any tires in any of those countries.
Well, your engineers have determined that at least 13 million of them were dangerous. Would you give them an F for that?
I'd be reluctant there because they didn't recall any tires in those markets.
Well, it says timely implementing a recall. Failing to timely implement it would be a failing mark, wouldn't it?
I'd say between a C and an F there.
I'm not sure but about Australia, sir, but in the U.S., that's a D. How about...
We miss a few letters in the alphabet.
What he was doing was I had report cards both for Ford's conduct in designing and manufacturing the Explorer and for Bridgestone Firestone. And so... he would grade Ford's papers, and what you saw was grading of Firestone's paper. In visiting with juries after trials where you've used this grading system, sometimes the juries get more fussy when the witness grades the defendant, their defendant's papers higher than they do when they grade the co-defendant's lower. So it's a pretty good system. And it's if you don't catch them with one arm, you may catch them with the other on that. This next one is, what would he have to say about his Ford Explorers if you put these 13 million tires on it that he recalled because they were defective? Here's what he had to say.
Well, I think you testified before Congress that the entire batch of tires in the first recall were bad.
In the first recall, I think that is true.
From Ford's standpoint, is it unreasonably dangerous for your customers to ride on tires that are bad, sir?
Same objection.
I think if the tires are concluded to be bad, obviously it's an unreasonable risk.
All right, and you all concluded that all of the first 6 million Firestone tires that we recall were bad and an unreasonable risk to your customer.
That's my understanding of the first of the recall in the year 2000.
If your customers bought Ford Explorer with any of these 11 to 12 million defective Firestone tires on them that you believe was dangerous enough that you had them pulled off, were they buying a vehicle that was defective as long as they had those tires on them?
Potentially, yes.
The next witness is going to be Bill Ford. Now, we had a federal magistrate, as I recall, who was refereeing these depositions. And Bill Ford's grandfather on one side was Harvey Firestone, and on the other side was Henry Ford. So one of the questions I asked one of the statements I made was that I thought he'd been pretty well bred for this dispute. Somehow the referee took umbrage to it, but here's how the deposition went.
Let's take a look at 306.
We have always felt that our trucks were tougher than anybody else's trucks. I've had people say to me, I own a Ford truck, and I have 120,000 miles on it, and it's still as good as the day I bought it. They say to me, gee, I'd love to buy an old Ford truck, but I can't find one that's really in mint condition. That's a great thing. Those trucks have been used hard for a lot of years. You see so many Ford trucks on the worksite because these trucks can take what you can dish out year after year, generation after generation. And that's what they're built for. Built Ford Tough isn't just a slogan. It's what we deliver. We just have to make sure that we continue to give them those kind of trucks so that their kids will say, I'll only buy a Ford. I'll never buy anything else. I mean, I love hearing that.
Were those professional drivers in those trucks?
I don't know. Right. It was just footage that our agency had. I don't know anything about who was driving or where they shot it.
If there are professional drivers in those trucks, wouldn't you try to tell the viewing public in such a manner that they would know they were professional drivers so they'd know not to do the same thing? Shouldn't you, from a safety standpoint?
I don't know. I had never considered that before.
Would it be okay for a teenage boy driving a 2000 Explorer to drive it the way it was shown in your commercial, sir?
Not on the road.
Okay. Would it be okay for him to take it out in the country and drive it that way?
Not without proper supervision.
How would you supervise a teenager?
I don't know. I guess that's probably not without a professional driver with him.
Okay.